Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore the golden path of transformation and aim to mine a few nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though sometimes it might feel counterintuitive, just like the nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, also known as the Practical Alchemist, and I am so glad that you could join me. I'm with Dr. Agnieszka Kotzer today, a distinguished practitioner in the fields of naturopathic and holistic medicine, who has overcome her own health challenges. We'll hear more about that from Aggie herself, as she's known to her friends. Her integrative approach to healthcare has enabled her to heal Hashimoto's thyroiditis in herself. Now, that's an autoimmune disease that's very often misdiagnosed. And now she's written a book called Healing Hashimoto's. It's an incredibly thorough guide to how to holistically treat this debilitating disease. And having looked through the book, I can even say it's pretty much a comprehensive guide to healthy living, whether you have Hashimoto's or not. But of course, I wanted to hear her story, so I asked Dr. Kotzer, or Aggie, to tell us about it.
Absolutely, JJ, and thank you so much for having me on your show. Yes, it's been a very long journey. And maybe I'll start a bit, you know, I was in a completely different background and I loved everything I ever did. And I actually used a lot of that experience in this book too. And I could actually use a lot of it too. I actually changed my career going into naturopathic and holistic medicine because I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease after a very long time. And it's sad that it actually took so long for me to get an accurate diagnosis. And it happens to so many people because of how people are diagnosed, how the blood tests are taken for thyroid-related issues. Now, Hashimoto's is in my family, and some of my family members have also been incorrectly diagnosed. They were told they have an underactive thyroid. And, you know, there are issues related to not diagnosing an autoimmune disease correctly, because what happens, you just degenerate. And eventually it has huge implications on your thyroid and you can develop other autoimmune diseases. Now, statistically speaking, 80% of people that have an underactive thyroid who have been diagnosed with having an underactive thyroid most probably have Hashimoto thyroiditis, and they're not even aware of it, sadly. And yes, in conventional medicine, you know, they use thyroid therapy to obviously address the hormone, but the biggest gap is addressing the antibodies. And this is why my book is so thorough, because in natural medicine, we approach things a bit differently. We look at the causes of disease, not only the symptoms. And with any kind of chronic or autoimmune disease, there are usually multiple causes of disease. And we look at every individual in a different way, because not everybody is exactly the same. We experience different things in life. We're exposed to different things in life. Our diets are very different. So we cannot treat every individual in the same way. And, you know, from my own experience, I can tell you, I had digestive issues for more than 20 years, you know, being constipated, went from one doctor to the next, from one dietitian to the next, but nobody could tell me what's wrong with me. They tested my thyroid, but they only tested one indicator, the TSH, which they normally do. And this is standard practice in most countries in the world.
Yeah.
Where on the conventional system, they only test for the one indicator. If that's abnormal, then they will test the other indicators. And very rarely do they ever test antibodies. And why? Because they don't address the antibodies. But addressing the antibodies is critical for any autoimmune disease, because it's treating the thyroid hormones is very easy. You know, you're just taking an HRT, a hormone replacement therapy for the thyroid, but people still feel very bad. And then they wonder why they're not feeling better, because you're not addressing the causes. You know, we have to go look into the causes. And in my book, I try to focus on the main causes of Hashimoto thyroiditis. And you can actually, I've seen patients going on much lower dosages of thyroid hormone replacement therapy because they're addressing the causes. And I myself have gone into remission with my antibodies. Now, my thyroid hormones were better, but then there's other things in life, other challenges like viruses that can affect you. And like more than a year ago, I had five viruses within a matter of 4 months. And something like that, it's a toxin on your body. And it will have a severe impact on your thyroid, like with anything. So in my book, I talk a lot about, nutrition. That's number one in natural medicine. And that's not, most of the world's population. We're talking about billions of people that are malnourished, actually. And even if you're coming from a Western society with of high socioeconomic status, you will still most probably be malnourished. I haven't seen one patient that isn't, because we cannot get everything into our bodies that we need. You would have to consume so much food and so many varieties of food to get in everything you need, to get in all the vitamins and minerals you need. So most people actually have to supplement in some form. And when you're on specific diets, when you are removing things from your diet, for example, some people have dietary preferences or cultural dietary preferences. If you're excluding something from a diet, you have to bring it in through something else because it's going to have an impact on your body. Then we look at stress, which is such a huge problem in this world, especially in this day and age where, everything's about time, getting things done. And there are different forms of stress, but people don't realize how big of an impact stress has on our bodies. And then we look at things like food intolerances. So food intolerances are not food allergies. So that people understand, food allergies are when you can get anaphylaxis, for example, when you instantly eat a food or you get a very specific crash. Food intolerances are much milder, but the problem is they cause a lot of inflammation in your gut. And 80% of the immunity is in your gut. So if you've got constant inflammation in your gut, you are going to eventually develop various disease. Something's going to happen in your body. You will develop something. And because most of the inflammation usually happens in your gut, that's why a lot of diseases start in your gut. So if things aren't right there, you don't fix things there, then we have a problem. So with stress, we've spoken about stress. Then we talk about microbial infections, for example. So microbial infections, we're talking about bacterial infections, viruses, we're talking about fungal infections, and these happen on a day-to-day basis. Viral infection. So many people get flu viruses. They're not even aware of it because most people, when they get sick, they think maybe they have bacterial infection. You can have a bacterial infection. You can get a fungal infection. How do fungal infections happen? Like candidiasis, for example, when your gut microbes are disrupted in your gut. And how does that happen? For example, if you're taking too many antibiotics and you're not replenishing the good gut bacteria, then what we call is an imbalance in the microbes in your gut. And that causes dysbiosis, which we call in scientific terms. And that causes other ailments like disease and so forth if you don't address that. If you're using too many antibiotics, you can also become resistant to the antibiotics. So if you get a severe bacterial infection, you might, if you end up in hospital in ICU one day, people die every day because they are res there's a drug resistant drug resistance there. Then things like what we're surrounded by, personal care products, air pollution, water pollution, ground pollution, even the food we eat, how do we clean it? How do we brush our teeth? What about the cosmetics we put on our faces? We look at that. So when we look at environmental toxins and so forth, we also look at detoxification in holistic and naturopathic medicine. Because, you know, sometimes it's just impossible to get away from all these pollutants worldwide. It's just, and that's why it's so important to detoxify your organs. So in holistic and naturopathic medicine, we look at detoxifying your body, you know, in various ways, you know, whether you want to detox all your organs, you want to detox your liver, you want to detox your gallbladder and so forth. And we usually highly recommend that people do a detox every 6 months, to be honest, because we are just exposed to so many things. And as I said, yes, the regulators do many things to improve, you know, the environment and the chemicals that we get exposed to. And worldwide, they are making big improvements on that. But sometimes it's impossible to stay away from all these things. You know, it's impossible to be chemically free. That's not going to happen. We need chemicals.
Everything's a chemical. Yeah, everything's a chemical.
Yes, you know, even, you know, and any, what people don't realize as well in life is that anything can make you sick. It depends on the amount you consume. So even something like water can make you sick if you're drinking way too much water,
for
example.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, there are many good things, and there's many things that can cause disease. So I try to look at the main causes, and people don't always realize how simple things can make you sick. And that's also because, you know, we are also creatures of habit. We like to eat the things that we were raised with, you know, our parents taught us to cook and so forth. And, you know, when we look at the disease patterns in the world, we will actually see certain conditions in various parts of the world because of people's socioeconomic backgrounds or their cultural preferences and diet and whatever is readily available in those countries, for example. So we see a lot of those trends. So my book is very extensive, as you say, but that's also because I tried to bring so many things in with my previous background as well. And I felt like, you know, there are so many things can affect the human body. And it's so important to have a balance that I addressed many of these aspects in my book.
Yeah. But I also think it's really important to bring everything together under or between two covers, right? Because we talk about, and you're totally speaking my language. You know, I talk about this all the time on this show about how, you know, we have to be aware of what we're putting in our bodies, on our bodies, around our bodies, what, you know, the clean air, clean water, clean food, that kind of thing. It is hard, though, to steer clear of all the toxins that are surrounding us day by day. But I think it's really important. So when I was, say, I was delighted to find that your book was so comprehensive, it was really because of that, because you see many books about certain conditions and illnesses, diseases, and they will focus on the disease, but not broaden out to the wider lifestyle and eating and drinking, you know, what we're putting into our bodies. But you've done that here. So when I was looking through the book, I thought, well, this is almost a plan for living, not just for recovering from Hashimoto's, not just from recovering from any kind of thyroid or autoimmune issue, but just a good thing to be aware of to live day by day with. I think it was great that you've put so much into it.
Yes, JJ. And I, you know, I try to do what I do every day as well, because people seem to forget, you know, they think they might just drink a pill and they're going to get better, but that's not the reality. You know, there's so many important things in life that will keep you young, never mind even, you know, getting away from disease. And I'm a great advocate actually of prevention rather than a cure. But what I love about my book, I have to say, you know, anybody can read it. Anybody can read,
that's true too.
And anybody can learn a lot from this book. Yeah. And you don't even have to have Hashimoto's to learn from this book. Yes, there are certain elements that are specific to Hashimoto, but I've tried to write about so many things in here that a lot of people can learn, so they know what are they being exposed to, what impacts it has on them, you know, the lifestyle, about exercise. I write about holistic aspects like yoga, what sort of exercises, you know, you can do at a certain age, like even exercise on its own. And what people don't realize, you know, when we get to a certain age, we shouldn't be doing certain exercises, you know, because that can actually cause more damage than good.
Talking my language there. You're talking my language there.
And that's the reality, you know, so there needs to be balance. There needs to be harmony in your life, in your relationships, you know, and with family, at work, the environment you work in, you live in. And all these elements have a very big impact on our lives, you know. And at the end of the book, I also wrote a list. You know, so people can actually go through it. Have you gone through this checklist? So you can take a look. Have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done that? Because not everybody's the same. I can tell you that no one with the same condition should be treated in the same way and shouldn't have the same therapies, because we all have our own issues. Everybody eats differently at home. You know, everybody, you know, you're not going to get two people that are eating exactly the same things. It's not going to happen. You know, one person might have one form of stress at work. Another one might have experienced some other trauma in life. And to be honest, we've all experienced some form of trauma in life. And, you know, stress plays a big part on disease, unfortunately, and people need to be aware. And a lot of people don't even know, you know, they're not even aware of what tools they need to cope with stress. In natural medicine, we don't only help in helping people with looking at their lifestyles through exercise or those kind of things, but we also use like amazing elements like herbal medicine, you know, adaptogens that help people with stress so they become more resistant to stress. We even use things like fantastic batch flower remedies that come from the UK, and you know, that help with you know, instant stress. They help with you know, when you're not feeling well and you're getting all these repetitive thoughts all the time in your head, and you can just instantly, you know, take that away. Or you can use something, go and have some bioresonance done, for example, energy medicine. You can go do yoga. But I try to discuss every single element separately in this book, and it is so important. And you know, and the other thing is, it's all backed up by science, because, you know, in natural medicine, we get a lot of backlash, unfortunately, and it's such a pity because of it. So I am a scientist, and I was a scientist before I started studying natural medicine, and I backed this book with science. There are thousands of publications, but the thing is, putting it all together, there are a lot of fantastic researchers out there, a lot of fantastic publications, but I try to put everything together into one book. And that was an effort in itself, because, you know, we are always challenged, and it's good to be challenged. I think it's very healthy to be challenged, but that people know that that it is all based on science. And the other risk is, you know, what I also say to patients, be careful what you buy on social media. If you're reading, you know, okay, the supplement is great for you for this reason, go see a professional. Go see a professional first, because it might not be right for you.
Good advice there, and we'll have more great advice from Aggie in a moment. First, it's time to hear from our station sponsors. Back right after this.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and my guest today, Dr. Agnieszka Kotzer. Aggie was cautioning us not to take supplements without professional advice. Here's how she continued, accompanied by some Air Force jets, I'm afraid, flying over her home. There wasn't much we could do about that. Here's Aggie.
I have patients, for example, that will show me an entire table of supplements, for example, and then I wonder, oh my gosh, how can you still be standing there, you know? How can you even be taking all these supplements? You shouldn't be. Go speak to a professional that knows what they're talking about and get the help you need, because you might only have to take a few of those.
And sometimes it overloads, doesn't it? Sometimes it overloads your body, because your body can't deal with all this stuff that you're putting into it. Yeah.
Well, JJ, the problem is, anything can be toxic.
Yeah.
So anything like we mentioned, what we discussed earlier, you know, even water can be, you know, have an bad effect on some people. Anything can be toxic if you are putting too much of it in your body, or if you're putting in something that your body doesn't need.
Yeah.
So there are wonderful benefits to natural supplements and herbal supplements and so forth, but it's best to speak to a professional about it, because it doesn't mean that, yes, it might be a fantastic supplement, but is it good for you? And I have the most bizarre questions from my patients, because unfortunately the internet is there and there's plenty of information out there, but I would rather prefer that my patient asks me the question than actually doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and I've experienced that myself. I remember when I was going through menopause, a very dear friend of mine said, "Oh, you must get this. It has been absolutely fabulous." But of course, it was soy-based, which I can't really tolerate very well. Mm-hmm. And it didn't do a thing for me. Not a thing.
No, and you know, I try to get the basics right first with patients, you know. Getting the patients the nutrients they need and looking at the basics first. You'll be amazed how many people I see that if you just address the nutrient deficiencies, they're really completely different people, completely different individuals. Yeah. And then we can go to hormone, you know, hormone imbalances with women, for example. And this is why I love my book, because, you know, I find that women's health isn't always addressed correctly, unfortunately. And so many women suffer out there because we go through hormonal changes, you know, in puberty. I wasn't pregnant, but how many women, you know, go through pregnancy and menopause especially? And why do women feel so bad? Because their hormones are not balanced correctly. And here we have wonderful, you know, natural medicine that balances hormones wonderfully, but you have to do it the right way and get the right advice. And, you know, it's like, you know, and women, you know, your reproductive hormones also have an impact on your neurotransmitters in your brain. So if your reproductive hormones are not balanced, you know, why do we see some ladies getting all touchy and their husbands complaining? You know, why do they get teary on all of this? Yeah. And, you know, why do some ladies experience PMS worse than others? Well, there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. In many cases, there are imbalances. And we look at optimal levels in natural medicine, you know, for reproductive hormones as well. Because if your reproductive hormones are not okay, your neurotransmitters are not going to be okay in your brain, and it can also have an impact on your thyroid, for example. So, you know, if you're addressing all the things correctly, then you should be feeling fantastic and you should be looking wonderful and happy all day.
It is very important. And yes, you're right. If we're properly balanced, then we have energy, we have, you know, good mood, we're not feeling depressed. That's what it's all about. It's all about balancing our body for optimal health, isn't it? Balancing everything so that it works together as it should.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think back to cultures, women in certain cultures who they don't even know what menopause is, because they don't experience it, because presumably they are imbalance and they haven't a clue what this menopause thing even is when you mention it to them.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's, you know, different parts of the world, you know, people handle things differently, and women's health, unfortunately, isn't always, you know, looked at correctly in some parts of the world. And in many parts of the world, you had more men as doctors, you know, and honestly, you know, being a woman, you know, I think if you've experienced it yourself, you will know how it feels. And no disrespect to gentlemen, but, you know, I think ladies can sometimes tell much better how they feel and explain. And, you know, and the sad reality is that, you know, a lot of women get brushed off. They get brushed off for how they feel, because their doctors don't really understand what's going on with them. And, you know, many times it's hormonal. And if your hormones aren't balanced correctly, you know, you are going to feel depressed. you are going to feel anxious. You are going to feel lethargic. And the same goes for if you're lacking in the correct vitamins and minerals. It's exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't realize what impacts, you know, deficiencies have on your mental health and many other things, you know. And this is why we have disease, because there are imbalances in your body. And what do you also do to stay young? You know, you can actually look fantastic and fabs and feel fabulous for a very, very long time if you're doing things the right way.
You can. Yes, absolutely. But then getting back to Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. So somebody has Hashimoto's, they've been diagnosed, and I mean, I haven't gone through that experience, so I don't know quite what the response is from practitioners here or, you know, elsewhere in the world. But if you're somebody facing this diagnosis, what is a few of the key elements that you should be looking at to help yourself to take control of this issue that you have? You know, maybe two or three key things.
Okay, so first of all, and the most important, I'm going to try and talk about the most important ones. And what is critical actually is being gluten-free.
And yeah, you see, I saw that. Sorry to interrupt you. I saw that in your book and I thought, oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Gluten-free and dairy-free. And what people don't realize as well is, and I actually talk about why, and there's actually evidence of that. And to be honest, you know, because of the molecular mimicry and many other reasons why you should be gluten and dairy free. And I delve very deeply into that in the book, because our antibodies actually mistake the gluten and the dairy for foreign bodies and they start attacking the thyroid.
Yeah.
And the issue, so those two things I would say would, some people can actually start going to remission if they address those two things. Then the other thing that I would say is getting your nutrient balance, your vitamins and mineral balanced out in your body is the second thing that I would address. So even if you're looking at the other food intolerances, you know, just being gluten and dairy free strictly is number one for sure. Then addressing your nutrient balance, stress, of course, because stress, unfortunately, and especially in women, and this was probably why we also see a lot, you know, they say women are more genetically predisposed to Hashimoto's, but I have other, you know, I also believe in other things, because when we stress, for example, in a woman, the first thing that goes down is your progesterone levels, which is the one of the reproductive hormones. When your progesterone levels go down, it has an impact on your thyroid. So many women are actually misdiagnosed. They might actually think they actually have an underactive thyroid, but actually, in fact, they're deficient in progesterone. If you address the progesterone, then your thyroid will be working more effectively. But it also has an impact on your mental health. So critical for sure, gluten, dairy-free, addressing any deficiencies, addressing stress, addressing reproductive hormones, those are key for sure.
Yeah. And then just thinking about thyroid problems, I remember having not a critical low thyroid count at one point, but, you know, low-ish. And was prescribed not with thyroxine, but a natural alternative to thyroxine. But what about drugs like thyroxine? I don't know if it's called thyroxine everywhere, but you know the kind of drugs I'm talking about. Do they help?
So there are different forms of thyroid medication. You get your conventional medicine, so it was the liver thyroxine, which is usually addressing the T4, which then produces the TSH hormone. Then you also get your non-desiccated hormone. Now, many people think it's a more natural version, and it's a glandular hormone. And many people are under the understanding that this is bad and blah, blah, blah. But actually, in fact, a long time ago, that was the first hormone replacement therapy they started with. in addressing thyroid issues. Now, in the past, there were some issues with that kind of hormone replacement therapy, but it's much better now. And actually, in fact, some people feel much better on non-desiccated hormone therapy. But the issue is there are obviously advantages and disadvantages to both hormonal therapies. Why? So the liver thyroxine, the compliance is much better because it's slow release, so it's released slowly. With a non-desiccated hormone, it's not, you can't find it everywhere in all the parts of the world, unfortunately. And you would have to go to a specific doctor for that. And it's not covered by, the NHS system
No,
or insurance
it's not.
companies. So, like natural supplements, none of that is covered by, any insurance companies for that matter. There are some countries in the world which cover natural supplements and natural medicine, but unfortunately, not in most places in the world. And then, you can also use herbs. If your thyroid is just slightly low, you can actually use something like ashwagandha, for example, at the right dosage, and you can get it stable and normal. So ashwagandha is a wonderful adaptogen. We use it for stress relief. We call it an adaptogen. But there's so many other benefits, and it actually converts the T4 to TSH. So a lot of people can get the hormone levels if they have minor underactive thyroid. With it not in optimal levels, if you want to get into an optimal level, you might just need to use something like that. Because and one has to be careful when you're taking these kind of supplements. Try to talk to a professional because on the packaging they say, okay, you can take one up to three times a day. But it depends because yes, it's a wonderful adaptation for stress. But for example, if you have an excellent thyroid, very optimal level, you might only be able to take a small dosage, not to go into hyperthyroidism, for example.
Interesting.
So this is why, I'm very cautious about what I recommend to people. You need to know what's happening. You can't, when you sometimes you walk into a health store and you ask one of the salespeople, you're looking for this, and then I like to act like I don't know. So I asked them for a specific supplement, and then they'll tell me, yeah, but you can take it up to three times. But I said, no, but I'm looking for the specific dosage because for this and this and this reason. So, one has to be careful. Every person is still different. And when you are taking certain supplements, you must also bear in mind that they can have another impact on you in your body. So yes, you can address stress and your thyroid with that if just to get an optimal level sometimes if you're taking the right amount. But people also get sensitive to things. You know how many people I see that are sensitive to medications or sensitive to supplements? So yes, please make sure that if you do try something, whatever it is, that it's done under the correct care. Because you'll be amazed how many people I see. People can get an allergic reaction to anything.
Indeed, they can. And once again, apologies for the jets. No apologies for this, though. It's time to hear from our sponsors again. Let's hope the jets have cooled down when we return with Aggie after the break. Back right after this.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good. Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And once again, you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist, and my guest today is Dr. Aggie Kotzer. Before the break, Aggie was talking about allergic reactions. She went on to talk about food intolerances.
We look a lot at food intolerances, and many people develop food intolerances. Why and for what reason? Well, one of the main reasons is because we're creatures of habit. We like to eat the same things over and over and over again and not eating variety. Now, when you're constantly eating the same things and you're not eating variety, your body starts adapting and it starts causing inflammation. You might start developing food intolerances. So yes, it depends on the patient. It depends on your hormone levels and so forth. So not one person, you know, one person might be feeling great on levothyroxine, another person might not be. Yeah. But having said that, I still say if you're only addressing the thyroid hormones, and not looking at the whole picture, then most of those people will not feel well.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
If you don't address the antibodies, unfortunately, none of the people with thyroid issues will be feeling well. And a lot of people think, oh, I just need to change the medication. I'm not feeling well. And the doctor just changes the medication and they're still feeling bad. Why is it happening? Because you haven't looked at the nutrition. You haven't looked at the stress properly. You haven't looked at the toxins they might have or any infections that they might have and so forth. You have to look at the whole person. The whole person, because sometimes, you know, people think they can get a quick fix by just buying something and they think they're feeling better. But are you really feeling better? Are you actually at your optimal health? Because maybe it's just addressing a small little thing in your body, but it's not addressing the whole person.
No, that's true. It is true. And I guess that if you suspect that you might have Hashimoto's, then your first step would be to have some blood work done to find out exactly what your levels are.
That's correct, JJ. And my recommendation is, and, you know, unfortunately, some doctors are reluctant to do so, but my recommendation is have a full thyroid panel, hormone panel, and a full thyroid antibody panel done, because that tells you exactly what is happening. Yes, you know, obviously there will be cases where some people will not have Hashimoto's, they will have an underactive thyroid. But as I said, in most probably 80% of cases, people actually have Hashimoto and they are not even aware of it. They are not even aware of it. And it's very, very important to address the antibodies. You cannot, you know, I cannot reemphasize it how many people who develop one autoimmune disease end up developing more and more autoimmune diseases. And then it's pretty much impossible to, you know, it's so difficult to help those sort of individuals. And there's just so much that happens. But yes, you can, anybody. The body is an incredible thing, you know, and we can heal naturally with the help of the right things that we put in our bodies, the right help. You can heal naturally. And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, before I went to natural medicine, you know, I was raised in various parts of the world, but I was blessed and lived in South Africa for a long time. So sport was a big thing. And I've always loved sport, but I still had health issues and I tried to eat healthy. And, you know, I had digestive issues and nobody could help me. And why? Because I had food intolerances. I had, I was genetically predisposed to Hashimoto, which I wasn't aware of, you know, from an earlier age. I had stress. I had, I had a bacterial infection. I had a fungal infection. And then later on, viral infections. And you have to get rid of these things.
Yeah.
And you have to detoxify your body too. You know, things like people don't always realize that, you know, many people that are actually constipated might have a congested liver. By cleansing your liver, you might actually be fine. Or why do people get constipated? Food intolerances. You know, it can be constipated food intolerances. They can be constipated because of microbial infections. So there are various reasons. And you know what happens? People go and buy something over the counter just to get relief, a laxative or something to relieve the pain, but it's not fixing the problem. And then they go to the doctor and they say, but there's nothing wrong with you. They might say, oh, you might have irritable bowel syndrome.
That seems to be the answer to a lot these days. Yeah.
Yes.
You hear. Yeah. No, I get it. Absolutely. And having looked at all of these things and being in this area of expertise, do you think now or can we say now that you're clear of Hashimoto's, or is this something that you now have to manage?
So I'm clear of Hashimoto's, but I still have hypothyroidism. So my antibodies are stable, but I have to still manage my thyroid hormones. Because unfortunately, as I mentioned to you earlier, I had like five viruses.
Which, you know, anybody's going to, you know.
And unfortunately, viruses have a very big impact on the human body, but I'm improving every day. And, you know, I'm also, you know, what people should also realize that this is a lifetime commitment, looking after your health, because we go through changes. We go through dietary changes. We're in stressful situations. Our bodies change, you know, our reproductive hormones change as we age. Our reproductive hormones, we produce much less reproductive hormones. So we go through all these changes. So I've had to adapt my body too. You know, I'm 49 years old. So I've also had to adapt, you know, in that way and addressing my reproductive hormones differently because I'm not 20 years old anymore,
exactly.
For example.
Yeah.
So, you know, the journey, I can tell you that my journey is continuing. It doesn't stop. And I believe in learning more and more every day. But, you know, everybody's journey is different. But I think you can learn so much and you can feel really, really well, reading this book. And if people, you know, just if people just focus on them, we are taught that, you know, most of us are, you know, it's very difficult for anybody to make changes, and especially dietary changes in their lives. And to be honest, in today's day and age, it's so easy to be gluten and dairy free. For example, you know, there are so many alternatives out there in this world, and I can't tell you how many conditions can be improved if you are gluten and dairy free. Most of my patients who don't even have Hashimoto, if they go gluten or dairy free, they feel completely different and they have relief of many different conditions. But having said that, if you're going off of dairy, for example, and this I discuss in my book too as well, because when you're excluding something from your diet, you need to replenish it in some other form. And I actually delve into that, you know, whether it's other forms of calcium or a calcium supplement, for example, at the right dosage and so forth. And yes, you know, I've even had patients, you know, they've been on different diets and there are many wonderful diets out there. But you cannot put everybody into the same box. You know, if you put somebody on one diet, they might feel horrendous on it. And why? Because they must probably be intolerant to a lot of the foods there, and they're not even aware of it. So I just want people to be aware. You know, you can feel great. Any person can feel great if your body's in balance in the right form. And I would encourage anybody to try and read this book just to see what kind of things can lead to disease, because that's what you should be looking at. If you want to live a healthy and great life, you know, things like, let's use a fantastic example for the UK where people don't get much sunshine. Yeah. You know how critical vitamin D is for the whole human body.
Exactly.
You know, how many autoimmune diseases are actually linked to vitamin D deficiency? Mm-hmm. How many? Yeah. How many chronic diseases? You know, because of the lack of sunshine. So if you're not getting enough sunshine, you should be supplementing at the right dosage.
Yeah, and for that, for us in Scotland, that generally means most of the year. But actually, where I live, we do get a lot of sunshine, but it's not there all the time because we have very short days. So, you know, that's another issue. But I think, you know, that's a brilliant place to end. And I would just say healing Hashimoto's really a holistic approach to reclaiming your health. It's a manual. That's what I'll say. It's a manual for living. That's what it is, isn't it? A manual for living. And Aggie, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's time for us to end this now. Unfortunately, I could talk with you for ages because we are very much on the same page. And it's always great to hear somebody who knows what they're talking about holistic well-being, holistic health. And if people want to buy your book, presumably they can get it anywhere and everywhere. And where can people find out more about you?
So on Amazon. So my book is on Amazon. So anybody in the world can actually purchase it on Amazon. I intentionally made sure it's available on Amazon. So you can either get a hard copy, you can get a paperback. And for those wonderful readers who love reading on Kindle, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can actually read it for free. Otherwise, you'll pay less for the Kindle because, you're not paying for the pages and that. So I want it accessible for that everybody can get accessibility to these books. Yes, so you can definitely get it on Amazon.
And can people get in touch with you? You practice in Saudi at the moment, Saudi Arabia at the moment.
I'm currently in Saudi and I will be relocating soon.
So we'll just leave it at that, shall we? We'll
Yes.
just leave it there. But thank you so much for joining me today. And I actually will recommend the book because, as I say, looking through it, I just thought, well, this isn't just about Hashimoto's. This is about life.
And if people look at my website, which is Apollo Holistic Living, I write a lot about, and I in my website, I wrote a lot on my website because I try to educate people about natural medicine because I think people are not aware of, the benefits of natural medicine. And if you're not aware of something, you're not going to know. So I would like to make sure that, put out a lot more awareness out there for natural medicine and that people are aware about the wonderful benefits of natural medicine.
Fantastic. So I hope that you all do just that. Aggie's website again is apolloholisticliving.health. That's spelt Apollo, APOLLO, holistic, WHOLISTIC, and living. And the book Healing Hashimoto's really is a fantastic guide, as I've said, to how we can improve our overall health, whether you have Hashimoto's or not. And that's about all we have time for today. Once again, no time for our plant of the day or anything else. You can find out more about me and my work at my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. And do check out my YouTube channel, Alternatively Speaking. Maybe even subscribe. I hope to see you there anyway. Right now, there's just time to say thank you for listening to me today and to my guest, Aggie. Join me next time for more great guests and practical alchemy. Until then, as ever, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.